You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Amish Patel, the founder and CEO of Integrated Rehab Consultants, a company that has discovered an important need in today's growing nursing home system. His company provides rehab physicians to skilled nursing facilities to help patients get home faster and more safely. Sounds good to me. And Dr. Patel, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Our pleasure, and great to have you out with us today. So I understand that you're a practicing physiatrist. Tell me what that is.
Basically, a physician, MD or DO, that specializes in restoring function. So you might see a physiatrist in an outpatient setting if you have an issue and you're a young active runner, for example, or any type of athlete. Or you might see a physiatrist in an inpatient setting if, unfortunately, you're unable to go home after stroke, spinal cord injury, could be an elective surgery like a knee or hip replacement. But basically, the most simple way to put it and to get to the point is we're physicians that specialize in function and to get you back to your prime function and home and active.
Also, if you would, tell me what your business Integrated Rehab Consultants is and how it works.
Yep. So as far as our practice is concerned, we're a practicing group of physiatrists. Going over what that is. We basically found a niche to where if you were getting rehab, for example, after a knee or hip surgery 7 or 8 years ago, you would get rehab within the hospital as an inpatient facility, whether it's in a hospital or an inpatient rehab center. Could be a standalone facility. For example, RIC in Chicago is one of the better known ones in the world. What really changed is, you know, a lot of insurance companies and Medicare itself stopped paying for patients to rehab an inpatient for more simple rehab needs, like a simple knee replacement. For example, where I trained at Marion Joy out west here in Chicago suburbs, we actually had to close down our orthopedic unit because patients simply weren't qualifying. So what ended up happening is those patients were being diverted to skilled nursing facilities. Initially, there were more traditional nursing homes that had a small part of the wing doing short-term rehab, and the majority of the facility might have been still conducting nursing home care for long-term residents. Now, what the idea behind the company was basically providing better physician services, specialty physician services as physiatrists to these skilled nursing facilities. So the way it worked, for example, when I trained is if you were busy in the hospital and with your clinic, you may not see your patients in a nursing home. You might see them 3 times in a week if you're not busy. If you get busy, you might not see them for a week or two. You certainly weren't doing a lot of the meetings, the care plans with the social workers, sitting on the team huddles with the therapy director, nursing director of therapy. You were not doing those type of things in the skilled nursing facility. So the basic idea behind the business was that we'd provide a full the full onslaught that we provide in inpatient rehab to the skilled nursing facilities, as this is where more of the patients were going in terms of rehab. And it really took off. So you know, as I said, that's where most of the patients were going, providing a better level of care within these facilities. The facilities were clamoring for better clinicians. And then the hospital systems really started to choose where they're sending patients based on the clinical care and outcomes in the past few years. So it's really led to a booming book of business for us. And they always say every good idea has good timing. And there was certainly the luck of the timing involved as well.
That's quite interesting. And what niche did you discover that allowed you to create such a successful business?
Yeah, you know, I think, you need to have a workforce. So we found that a lot of the physiatrists that were working in the hospitals found that the actual rehab patients in the hospital or the rehab floor in the hospital were actually patients who were very sick. They were not very good rehab candidates. And we found that the patients that were good rehab candidates were not staying in the hospital. Now, if they couldn't go home, they ended up going to these nursing homes. So, you know, the combination of, one, the patients leaving, but number two, physiatrists are a rare breed, I'll say, out of the 26 or so accredited specialties. Physiatry is actually the smallest one. Physical medicine and rehabilitation, PM&R, is how it's formally known. But yeah, as far as you know, the patients were there, the physicians were looking for better rehab patients, like the ones they were used to seeing in rehab 10 years ago. And those, so we basically put the physicians with the rehab patient, and that was in a new arena, which was a skilled nursing facility.
Good stuff there. Today we're joined by Dr. Amish Patel, the founder and CEO of Integrated Rehab Consultants, a company that has discovered an important need in today's growing nursing home system here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Patel, how has the evolving healthcare situation in the U.S. recently helped or hurt your business?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen basically a fee-for-service model, which we've seen in the past with Medicare and insurance carriers, has really gone to a system, you know, rewarding providers for better care. And, you know, the other side of the coin is, you know, punishing providers that aren't providing a certain level of care as evidenced by outcomes. So what we've really seen is being able to get patients out at a more economical cost and being able to care for them in a more economical environment, as care in a skilled nursing facility is considerably cheaper than care in the hospital. Now you're getting the same quality of rehab. You're not getting as much as inpatient rehab. We're allowed to do up to 3 hours of therapy. In the skilled nursing setting, we're allowed to do up to the ultra high level, what they call is 720 minutes of therapy a week. So if you do the math there, it's a little bit less therapy, but outcomes, you know, like I said, everybody's looking for outcomes, whether it's Medicare or the private insurance carriers. They're shunting patients to facilities which have better outcomes. Hence, facilities are looking for clinicians such as ourselves to have a more robust rehab program. And then also we're seeing that, you know, with MIPS and several of these other quality measures, Medicare insurance carriers are punishing groups that aren't achieving a certain level or a certain standard of care. So, you know, as far as those type of issues, everything's kind of going in our direction, whereas in the past you'd kind of see a physician group that was just looking to get busy as many patients as they could, and it wasn't rocket science. I mean, you got as many patients as you could, and you were billing, and that was the extent of it. You tried to do a good job, but if you didn't, there was no punishment on the back end, and that's really changed in the past few years and helped our group.
And also, your total net revenue grew to $21 million in just 6 years. How in the world did you do that?
Right. I think initially we ran as more of a traditional group. I had partnered with Matt Ray, who's our COO now. He was in orthopedic sales with Smith Nephew Orthopedics at the time. And he was doing this part-time, and we were kind of bringing on one physician at a time. You know, we quickly saw that the facilities were clamoring for more of our doctors, more of what we do. So we thought we'd give it a shot to kind of run the group nationally after I started here in Chicago. And that's kind of at the point where, you know, Matt moved to Chicago. We hired a couple of business development people that would be on the road, you know, pretty much every week of the year, and really ran it more like a business versus just a private practice group. And that's when things took off. We doubled in size every year up until the past couple of years, and we're still growing at least 25% growth rate per year. We are now the largest group of physiatrists in the country in terms of sheer numbers of physicians and patient encounters as well. So it's been, I think, the hardest thing for myself and probably a lot of entrepreneurs is duplicating yourself. And that was a little bit difficult to let go of things. But when we started to delegate and hire more people and they were able to bring on more physicians, that's when things really took off.
Well, Dr. Patel, it certainly has been great to have had you with us and appreciate your not only introducing us to Integrated Rehab Consultants, but has been outstanding to hear the results and the success that you've had so far, and really impressive. And again, thanks for joining us. Where can listeners get all the details, and how could one be in touch accordingly?
Yep, I think the best way is www.irehabconsultants.com. You'll find a way to contact us on that page, and you can get more information, whether you're a provider as a physician or a patient or a facility that may want one of our physicians.
Good enough. Well, Dr. Patel, it's been a pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for taking out a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Amish Patel, the founder and CEO of Integrated Rehab Consultants, a company that has discovered an important need in today's growing nursing home system. His company provides rehab physicians to skilled nursing facilities who help patients get home faster and more safely. And for more information, simply visit irehabconsultants.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.